getting pretty muddy here. Oh yeah, really, really quite muddy there. That was good. All right.
Welcome to Tea with Kehoe.
I live in one room with a good view of the wall. I make cups of tea and wander in the hall. I sit on my bed and cut my fingernails. I try on a shirt that I bought at a jumble sale. Here
we go round again. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whenever you happen to be listening. Welcome to Tea with Kehoe. I am Kehoe, and I am sitting today outside at the cottage. I came out here today to turn off the water, button up a few things around the cottage, and close it up for the season. It's time to say goodbye to the cottage for one more year. It's been a good summer. We didn't get out here as much as we would have liked to, but that's how things go. Next year, I truly believe, because the pandemic was the way it was, and we couldn't do a lot of things. This past summer, we tried to do everything. And every weekend was full of stuff to do. And too few of those weekends involved the cottage, unfortunately, because we were so anxious just to get out into the world again. And that's how it goes sometimes, I guess. You know, life. It's what happens while you're making plans. So closing it up for the year, getting ready for next year. Had a little scare this morning. I turned on the furnace. I mean, it's probably my own fault. I should have just turned it on and let it, you know, start to get itself working. It's an older furnace. It needed to, you know, prime itself. I think I turned it on. Well, I know. I turned it on and turned up the heat right away. And then I thought about that. I'm like, wait, I shouldn't probably turn it up that. And I looked, I was like, whoa, that's way too high. It was like up near 70s. Like, I don't want it that high. I just want to take the chill out of the air. So as I'm standing there turning it down, I hear a and I feel, and you know, a bit of heat on the back of my leg. And I see out of the corner of my eye, a small fireball coming out of the bottom of the furnace. And that is not what happens or is supposed to happen. So I jump back, I look down, and the mechanism inside was on fire. So I immediately turned off the furnace and turned off the gas to the furnace because just seemed appropriate. And so now we're not going to use the heat for the whole year. It was going to be off, so that's not a big deal. But when we come back in the spring, one of the first things we're going to have to do is get that checked. Because when we do spend time here, especially in the spring, in the late fall, and even sometimes in the summer, the mornings can have a little bit of a chill in the air. And it's kind of nice just to pop it on for 5-10 minutes. Bring the room, because it's basically one big room, bring the room up to I'm not freezing temperature. And, you know, most of summer you don't even touch it. You don't even need it. Even at night, it doesn't get cold enough out here for the most part to ever need it. It's early spring, late fall, when you gotta really need it. And if it's doing that, we're not gonna be doing well with that. So I'm here. I don't know if you can hear the birds in the background, the hawks, the blue jays, the life around me, the wind. It is a beautiful day. I've taken a picture of my view right now, and that will be the publicity photo for this episode of Tea with Kehoe. So look for that, and you'll be looking just as I'm looking right now onto the pond and the beauty that is late fall here at the cottage. So, or mid-fall. I guess it's mid-fall because started in the end of October, right? Or the end of, When does fall start? I know it ends in December 23rd. So in September, it turned into fall. So we're getting into the mid to late, you know, fall. It's mid-fall. I'm okay with that mid. I'll go mid. Spend way too much time worrying about the timing. Yeah. Good. So I decided, since I'm here, I'm going to take a walk. One of my favorite things to do is take a walk. It helps clear the brain. Hear that? Can't see him, but I know he's there. The walk is so... clears your mind, clears your thoughts. Oh, there's a couple beautiful blue jays just flying around in front of me right now. Hear them? Other. That's what I like about being out here. I've seen cranes and orioles, blue jays, cardinals, yellow finches, all types of birds, hawks, osprey, fox, turkey, woodchucks, all types of ground critters. Although, don't see very many rabbits out here, which is weird. See rabbits all the time near my house, but rabbits out here in the woods, I have yet to see one. Raccoons, lots of raccoons. One of them made a den in my shed a couple years ago. They came out to open up the cabin. I went to turn on the hot water tank and get all the pumps, the prime in the pump, and get all that going. And there were six baby raccoons sleeping next to my hot water tank, which was kind of surprising. Did not expect them, and I'm glad the mom wasn't there, because it would have been probably a bit more, not dangerous, but a bit more involved than just, ooh, surprise, and close the door. I did have to scoot one of them, because when I opened the door, they sort of piled out a little bit, and one fell out because they were leaning up against the door. So when I went to close it, one of their legs was going to be closed in the door, and I could hear it start to like, and I realized what was going on, so I scooted them over and closed it up, and then said, oh, we're not doing nothing with that right now. I did what I needed to do at the cottage, and then came back a week later. They were all gone. I mean, they were probably gone the next night or that day. Mom probably showed up and said, all right, they're around. Let's go home. Let's go out. We're away from this home. So, So I've seen a ton of animals out here. And I've yet to see a bear, though. Heard of them. Heard about them being around here, but I've yet to see one. I'm okay with that. But that is the beauty of being out here. Nature, the wildlife, trees, birds, bees. So, I figure this next summer I hope to see a full john of fireflies. I know I'm not going to see 4 million fireflies, or is it 4 billion fireflies? But I look forward to seeing lots of them. So I'm back in my chair. It was a nice walk. So I went and did some stand-up last night. And I had a good time. I have had an itch. I've done stand-up in the past. I mean, my first foray into performance was doing stand-up at age 19 at the Comedy Trap. So it's always been a big love of mine. But doing improv all the time sort of keeps your mind focused on that. And if I was going to be doing stand-up on a regular basis, Fridays and Saturday nights when I would be doing comedy sports is when you would typically be doing stand-up. So open mics are good. You get 5 minutes and you can have some fun. And I did. I told some, not necessarily jokes. I wasn't telling or trying to tell jokes. I was telling stories. But because these were just like raw ideas with nothing really set, I never really, you know, told some good little stories. They didn't have like good punches. They didn't have a good, you know, hit. So, and I knew that going in. But I was just testing the waters to see what people, see if there was any reactions I could get. And what I'm going to do is take some of the things that I had said last night and make them more of a, you want to call it, a fuller set. Like take one of those little thoughts and make it a full 5 minute set thought. So when I get up there, I'm not telling any jokes, just one long story that hopefully is interspersed with a lot of, you know, good shit. But so that was what I did last night, and I was really quite happy with it. And as you could hear, I decided to take a walk through the woods and found myself, wow, at a waterfall. This is very pretty. And I'm gonna try and take a picture of it because it's very beautiful. But I don't want to get much closer because it will probably not be smart. It's a deep ravine, about 20, 30 feet down, like straight down, feels like. So I don't want to go any further. I don't need anyone finding my phone, me and my mic at the bottom of a hill. That would make for some very, very poor video, or not video, audio. It'd be horrible. I'm gonna try and take a picture of this through the woods while I'm recording, so wish me luck. I'm gonna zoom in on this one because it is deep in the woods there and through all the trees and everything. It's gonna be one of those special little shots, but I'm not gonna risk it. I'm not gonna be dangerous. Come over to this angle, maybe get a better shot through this. I don't know. Yeah, you can see it. So, well, that had to be fun to listen to. Sure. Yeah, great.
Now it's time for a new segment called Kindness on Hold.
All right, I normally don't go into things like this, but, you know, I'm going to. This is a message to Aaron Rodgers. Fuck you. Simple as that. And I'll explain it. You think you're smarter than everyone else. You think you're, you know, better. Like, the rules don't pertain to you. You can do whatever the fuck you want because you're, you know, Aaron Rodgers. You know, who the fuck cares? Okay? You lied. You broke the rules set by whoever set them. The NFL standard. They made the rules. You broke them. And now you're all smug and, you know, like you're smarter, better than everyone. Look it. You might be a smart football player, but you're just a fucking football player, okay? You're not smarter than the doctors. You're not brighter than the medical establishment. You're a fucking football player. Stay in your fucking lane. And what I hate is the smugness you have about it. Like how you think you're above it all. You can't be touched. You're better than everyone else. You're claiming, ooh, the woke mob is after you. I'd rather be a part of the woke mob than the fucking conspiracy mob. The idiotic, boneheaded assholes who think they know better than everyone else. So that's why I say, fuck you to Aaron Rodgers. And now I'm done because I hope he never plays again. He should be done. So now I am. I am completely and utterly convinced that what's going to take me out, what's going to end me, will be something so ridiculous. Like, and I truly believe this is going to happen, I'll get my like foot stuck in a piece of clothing, like a pant leg, or you know, my pajama bottoms, or something dumb like that, or in the shoe, I'm trying to kick my shoe off, and some reason it sticks, and I can't move my foot, and I lose my balance, and I fall, and I smack my head, and I die. That's how I see it happening. Like, I'm older, in my 70s, just trying to, like, go to bed, or just trying to wake up in the morning, and I trying to get undressed or get dressed, and something sticks, because it happens all the time. Doesn't it happen to you? You're trying to take off a pant leg, you're just kicking it off, and it, like, you know, you trip, or your clothing just finds a way to knot itself up and keep itself available to fuck you up. That's my opinion. That's just how I see it. It's going to be me tripping on my clothes that ends me. So I went and filmed a YouTube video with Jamie and Allie yesterday. And it was for the, you know, the Rocky Horror Picture Show Shadowcast that we have. And they have a YouTube channel that they've been populating with videos, I guess you could say. And they asked me to come on. And they asked me questions like, how did I first get involved? How did I first see it? You know, all those nice historical questions about me and Rocky Horror. And then they gave me a picture from me from the Riv a little while back. I'm not sure exactly what year, but on it, it said most valuable conventionist. And yeah, if you're familiar with the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the unconventional conventionists is what Frankenfurter calls everyone involved. And they've dubbed me, this was the first of like the Hall of Fame, as they said. And it made me feel wonderful. And it was very, I was surprised. I wasn't expecting it. And they made me cry tears of joy, happy tears, because I'm a sentimental sap. And they appreciated everything that I've done to get to this point. And then, like I say, the smartest move I've made was handing over the reins to Jamie and thus Allie and saying, go, run, fly, make something of this. And they have. And if you're on TikTok and you're on Instagram, you see them. I know you do. They told me yesterday they've got over 35,000 followers on TikTok between the two of them, which just, what the hell? Freaks me out. It's amazing. So look for them, the Francis Bacon Experiment on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube. Find us. We're there. And they're making it incredible. So check it out.
I will say that this show is one of the most well-traveled. I am now back home recording the closing for today's show, so thank you so very much for hanging out with me today. I've got to let you know I'll be taking a two-week break. There are some important things coming up that I just cannot do the show. So there's a break. We will be back in after Thanksgiving. I'll be back after Thanksgiving, the week after Thanksgiving. So that would be looking at the schedule. Wow, that will put us into December. December 1st, the first of the month, looking at the next show. So I hope you guys have a great 2 weeks. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time, your life, your being, your family, yourself, all those things. Be kind to everyone you meet. Be a good human, and I'll talk to you soon.